Okay, hi, it's Paul Slack. It's Good News Planet. I'm here with Iman with Forefront 462. Is that, I got it right?
Forefront 1602.
1602, okay. All right, now you're the designer for this brand. Tell us, we're at the Caribbean event here during the Fashion Week, New York, New York. Tell me a little bit about your brand. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for coming out as well. Forefront 1602 is a menswear contemporary clothing brand, and defined and inspired from the concept of leadership. And leadership because we believe, you know, it's a reflection of our stories, of who we are as creative. My partner and I, Joseph Ember, and we believe, you know, in life, everybody's a winner. Everybody has a winner in them. And if you tap into that God-given potential, you can bring that winner in you and manifest that potential to become your reality.
Okay.
That's the inspiration behind our line, and the concept is called the Gileko. Gileko meaning vest in Greek, and it's a two-in-one piece. It's actually a shirt and a vest combined as one piece together. That's the concept that's behind the brand.
No, I like that. I like that a lot. Tell us about this this outfit here.
Oh, this actually, I suppose, this was more of an acquired taste. We actually was more inspired from classic American look of culture, you know, which is kind of similar to, you know, the, you know, a vintage feel to it and a sporty feel, but still, you know, keeping it more, you know, classy. So that's why this concept particular one was invented, Gileko.
Beautiful. All right, let's go over here. This is cool. You got nice work. So tell me about this outfit.
This outfit actually was pretty much an inspiration of, sometimes my inspiration comes from art and infrastructures. So this particular concept, we feel like the individual who wants to go to a black tie event and doesn't want to, you know, be very a suit, you can put this on maybe with a bow tie as well, and you know, still go out, you know, and still look different and stand out from the crowd. You know, it's the inspiration behind this collection.
Hi, I want to go back to the middle to my friend over here. Now, there's something I noticed, Greg, and it's something I like to do, but you have designed it into your concept, okay?
Yeah.
And you can tell me whether, in my situation right now, whether I should take my shirt out of my pants and let it hang out underneath my sweater, okay? So I want you to tell me, in my own personal life, what do you think? This is very cool. Sure, I think I should do it too.
Well, as you can see,
okay.
Well, this concept actually pretty much came from a piece. It has that peacoat concept. It's like pretty much, you know, a peacoat vest. As you can see, the button details that gives around here. It was more the full. The piping came from, you know, as a result of that peacoat concept that hits this wall. And it's pretty much just the woven. It's a 30-30 single woven. And we are inspired also by architecture. Architecture has been on the expressions behind this designing of this particular piece.
I love this.
And being in New York City, it's a city of a lot of architecture and, you know, a lot of buildings. And, you know, so this was one of the inspirations that came as a result, creating the woven behind it, incorporating that classic Italian, but also that vintage leadership style of jackets worn back during the Second World War. So that's one of the inspirations behind
it. No, this is a great thing.
Yeah.
I think they call that calico design.
Gileko.
Huh?
The Gileko.
Gileko?
Yeah.
That's what, Spanish? The calico is in English?
That's vest in Greek.
Which one?
The Gileko means vest in Greek.
Oh, vest, okay.
Yeah.
But that design in the shirt, I think, is called calico. No, maybe?
Yeah,
I don't
calico,
know.
Yeah.
Calico, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We'll ask two quick questions. What's good news for you?
Good news
Iman,
for you.
Iman, yeah. What's good news for you, brother?
About to set a lot of these.
Okay. All right. That's good news. All right. Last question, because we're very involved with World Peace, the International Day of Peace. Okay. We have an event September 21st for the whole world. We're throwing a party for the world. September 21st. 193 countries agreed to it. We have Times Square. We got Central Park. We're doing a whole bunch of things all over the world. What does peace mean to you?
To me, peace, I take it very seriously because I believe in world peace, and I think the world will only know peace when the love for power will overcome, you know, the hunger for power. So I think people should be more loving versus more hunger for power. know. So I think when the world finally understands that it's not about power but about love, then the world will know peace. And that's what we look forward to inspiring and seeing our leaders, you know, pushing for in this era today of the chaos we're living in. So I'm definitely, you know, rooting for a lot of people to see many unique countries and cultures coming together in one umbrella, you know, and living as one.
Iman, thank you very much for sharing good news with us. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.